You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome, everyone, to Breaking Big Blue. I'm your host, Jordan Ron, on ESPN, ESPN.com, Giants reporter. And we're here with the schedule breakdown episode, right? So the 2023 NFL schedule was released on Thursday night. So I wanted to wait until the schedule came out to do this episode. And what I'm going to do real quick, let's go over, you know, what it means, who the Giants face, when, the difficult portions of it. I mean, it is filled with primetime games. That's like the primary takeaway. Like, what do you take away with this? From the schedule is the Giants are going to be put in big spots in big games. Now, the benefit of that is we have five primetime games, right? Dallas at home, Sunday Night Football, week one. San Francisco, week three, Thursday Night Football. Seattle, week four, at home for the Giants, Monday Night Football. Week six, Buffalo on the road, Sunday Night Football. So tough opponents there. And then Green Bay later on in the season. That'll be a Monday night game. So five. Tells you what they think of the Giants. They've regained relevance under Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Now, will they be able to validate this vote of confidence from the NFL and the general public in general? We'll see, because the schedule is much, much more difficult. The Giants' strength of schedule, 0.550. So basically, their opponents, I guess it's from based off last year, or had a 550 winning percentage. It's tied for the fourth toughest out of any team. Their over-under, according to Vegas Caesars, right now, is 8.6 wins. Actually, that might be through ESPN Analytics. Sorry. 8.6 wins they're predicted to have. So, to get to the 9 wins they had last year, because remember, they went 9-7-1, right? The random 1. In order to match their record from last year, they have to go over their over-under total. So, Vegas is predicting them to be right around there, right around that 8-9 win range again. And I think that's probably right. You know, we'll see where I get to. You know what? We'll see. We'll do the old WL exercise where we go over each game, and I pick every game win-loss in a second. So let's go over the schedule one by one. Okay. Week one, September 10th versus Dallas, Sunday Night Football. Back to playing Dallas again, week one. Remember, this has been a regular thing. 15 to 19, it was every year. 2012 to 19, pretty much every year. Almost always in Dallas, though. So this is the seventh time in 12 seasons the Giants are opening against the Cowboys. Division rival makes sense. Big game because everybody watches the Cowboys. The Giants are another big market they're bringing in. So huge rating for the TV. It's all about TV, right? It's all about TV money. Why do you think there's so many primetime games in general? Right? They're adding different primetime games. The Giants, actually, you could say they have a sixth primetime game because they play in a standalone spot, although it's not technically primetime, because it's 4:30 p.m., I believe, on Christmas Day, which is a Monday this year. So they're essentially playing on a Monday game. It's not necessarily a night game, so it's not in prime time. Or the prime time on a holiday, on a Christmas Day, is not 4:30 p.m. So, but still, you get the point. You could basically throw that in the mix. There's these standalone primetime games all over the place because each one is money. Money, 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 money. It's like, you know, the guy sitting there stuffing his face. That's the NFL right there. Oh, here's a donut over here. Shove it in their face. You know, that's Thursday night. Oh, there's Monday night over here. You know, give me the cookie. Give me the cake. Give me the apple pot. Boom, boom, boom. And they're coming from all different directions. Next thing you know, you're fat and rich. And here's the NFL with games every night of the week. So that's essentially where we're at in this process. And that's part of the reason why, and also they're more relevant. But the Giants have so many primetime games. There are so many primetime games out there. There's international games, right? There's Christmas Day games. There's Black Friday games. There's Thanksgiving games. Monday, Thursday. Like I said, the Black Friday game is so every day of the week, they're going to be playing games soon. But week one, Giants, Sunday night. So they're in that standalone primetime slot after the first full Sunday of the year. That'll be fun at Giants Stadium, I wanted to call it, but MetLife Stadium. The Giants are the home team in that game, which is different because the only other time out of the seven times that the Giants were at home when they opened against the Cowboys was 2012. They lost that game. The only one the Giants actually won was 2016, and that was a huge win. I remember actually that was the game, I believe, Victor Cruz came back, scored a touchdown. They scored the game-winning touchdown on top of that. It kind of went downhill for him after that. But remember, he had missed pretty much two full seasons prior to that, came back in that game and scored the game-winning touchdown. Now, this time, the Giants open at home against the Dallas team that's basically owned them in recent years, right? Swept them again last year. You're talking, I think, they won 11 of their last 12 meetings, I think it is, between the two teams. Like, total domination. Yeah. The Giants have only won one of these openers, by the way, and that was that 2016 game. The Cowboys swept them last year again. They beat them with backups at times, you know, Andy Dalton, Cooper Rush. It doesn't matter who the Cowboys have there. They've beaten up the Giants in recent years. And now here's an opportunity for the Giants to show, hey, we're legit. We're better than we have been in the past. We have some weapons for Daniel Jones. Look, there's Darren Waller. There's Jalin Hyatt. You know, they're hoping. Saquon's in the backfield. The offensive line is improved. Here, look at Evan Neal, year two progression. Although not a great matchup for him, though. Let's see how much progress you made. And by the way, let's line up DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons over him. So that'll be a good test for him, though, for Evan Neal, for sure. But for the Giants, for me, this is just a huge, huge spot because the early season schedule is very tough, right? It's very tough. So it makes that game that much more important. Like 2016, they finally got off on the right foot, which they hadn't been able to do in previous years. So it got them trending in the right direction. Same thing as that. Remember, how important was that game in Tennessee last year? Could have went against the Giants, by the way, right? They played horrible in the first half. They were lucky Mike Vrabel completely botched and screwed up the end of the game there. Randy Bullock misses a field goal. The Titans end up losing the game. Giants win. Basically, keep rolling that forward, take that momentum. Teams feeling good about themselves. You know, that's where momentum matters. Where it wasn't, we're losing these tight games again. It was, no, this team is different. We could win these tight games. And that's what they did that whole first half of the season. So Dallas Cowboys, huge game in week one for the Giants at MetLife Stadium, Sunday Night Football. Week two, the Giants head on the road, okay? This is an interesting little dynamic here. At Arizona, week two, on Sunday. Then they're going to stay out on the West Coast. I believe they're staying in Arizona. Then they'll head to, probably on Wednesday, to San Francisco or Santa Clara, actually, because that's where they play. And they'll play on Thursday night. So real quick turnaround, a Sunday game, Thursday game, both on the road on the West Coast, which is a difficult little, you know, test right there. Now, granted, Arizona stinks, probably the worst roster in the NFL. Who knows what Kyler Murray's deal is? He's coming back from a knee injury. He might not even be ready and playing at that time. So this is a good spot for the Giants to get that win. But San Francisco on a Thursday night following that, you know, that's a tough game on the road. You're spending a good chunk of days on the road, not going home, playing on a short rest against a really, really good San Francisco team and a defensive San Francisco that we know is super talented and dominant. So that's likely going to be an L. The Arizona game will count that as a W. Now, that's why I said the Dallas game is that important. Because if they lose the Dallas game, they're staring 1-2 in the face. At least. And to me, that's a problem. I actually think they're going to win the Dallas game. At home. Crazy atmosphere. I just think the Giants should be primed. You know, the new additions to the roster, especially early in the season when you should be semi-healthy. I think the Giants are primed to finally beat Dallas in the game. So I'm going to give them a win against Dallas in the opener. A win in week two against a bad Arizona team and an L on a Thursday night against a really good 49ers team. Seattle and Monday Night Football. Now, this is a difficult one. They went to Seattle last year and got spanked pretty good. But that was in Seattle, so it's a little different. This is Monday night at home. Another coin flip type game, but I gave him the opener against Dallas, so I'm actually going to give him an L here at home because I think Seattle's actually going to be really good. I think Seattle's trending. I mean, you saw last year. That Seattle team, look, they just added Jaxon Smith-Njigba to an offense that had DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. You know, they have some talented running backs. You know, they added the UCLA guy in the draft to a backfield that already had, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but the guy that they drafted the previous year from Michigan State. So they have offensive talent. The Seattle Seahawks have some real offensive talent. So I kind of like Seattle on that game. We give the Giants an L there. Week five, they're going to Miami. I'm going to give the Giants a W, even though that's another coin flip game. And then a following week is their fourth primetime game in 6 weeks. They play Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. Easy L. That is a tough, tough game. That's a really talented, good Buffalo team in Buffalo. Definite L for the Giants there. October 22nd, we're talking week 7, right? So the Giants are sitting at 3-3 right now. Week 7, they get to play Washington, where I'm going to give them a W. They've done well against Washington, starting Sam Howell at quarterback. Not scared of Washington as long as they're starting Sam Howell at quarterback. Then October 29th, they get the Jets. So giving them an L. That's obviously a good, talented Jets team. The Giants do have a home game there, but you know there will be some Jets fans in there. Takes away the home game a little bit. I still think it'll be, you know, primarily Giants fans, but pretty easy game for Jets fans to just pop into that stadium and buy tickets. Aaron Rodgers with those weapons, I think the Jets are going to be dangerous and really good. Give the Giants an L. So we're sitting at 4-4, pretty close to the midway point, right? Because again, the season's 17 games now. It's not 16. Where are we? Okay, just November 5th. Here we'll go first 3 weeks in November. Interesting little stretch for the Giants. I have them at 4-4. They're going on the road 3 weeks in a row at Las Vegas, at Dallas, at Washington. Now, I'm going to give them a W in Las Vegas. Okay, I don't think that Las Vegas team is great. Jimmy Garoppolo, a quarterback. I believe they're pretty much rebuilding. Not very good Las Vegas team, Raiders, in my opinion. I already gave them a W against Dallas the first time, and that was a questionable one. So a definite L in Dallas. I'm also giving them an L in Washington. Washington's not an easy sweep. They're not. They might be the worst team in the division because of Sam Howell, but the rest of the roster is still pretty good in Washington. They're likely going to split with Washington one of those two games, so I'll give them an L there. Now we're sitting at... they were at 5-4, and they just lost 2 in a row. So they're sitting at 5-6 with a home game against New England. Give them an L there. I mean, a W there. A W against Green Bay. So now they're back with a winning record. We're at 7-6. They play at New Orleans. That New Orleans team now has Derek Carr, remember? Their defense was really good. Last year, they were just missing a quarterback. Pretty good team. An L. So the Giants are now sitting at 7-7 through 14 games with 3 games remaining. 2 of them, by the way, happen to be against the Philadelphia Eagles. Another team that the Giants can't beat. Eagles beat them all three times last year. They lost by 31 points, got spanked in the playoffs, right? Brian Daboll has made sure to remind his team that they're still far away from where they want to be. That 31-point loss says it all. December 25th at Philadelphia, Christmas Day, 4:30 in Philadelphia. Easy L. That is a tough, tough game. That's probably the most talented roster in the league. They come back home New Year's Eve Day against the Rams, get a win, 8-8, and lose again to Philadelphia in the finale. Philadelphia team too talented for them. Still, we're looking at an 8-9 early prediction from the Giants beat reporter, who I think was pretty optimistic there. That is a tough schedule. I gave him some games I really, you know, were pretty wishy-washy on. I handed them New England without even thinking about it. I don't think New England's a bad team. I gave them Miami, which is a tough game. Miami's probably favored in that game. I gave them Dallas, where I bet Dallas is favored in the opener. We could find that out, actually. I'll try and get that before the end here. But I bet Dallas is actually favored in the opener against the Giants in that game, even though it's a Giants game, a home game, on Sunday night, in primetime, in MetLife Stadium, still looking at a game where, let's see,
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got the Dallas Cowboys, 2.5-point favorites right now in that game. So there you go. Interesting that the Giants, maybe they have gained some respect, still not considered having caught up to the Dallas Cowboys, who are not even the best team in the division, still the second best team in the division, because the Eagles have the most talented roster. I know they lost some players. They killed the draft again. They had a top 10 pick, moved up, got Jalen Carter. They're in good shape. Now, I know everybody had talked about the possibility of the Giants and the Jets. You know, they're playing this year. It made sense. September 11th, they should be playing Monday night in front of the entire nation, with 22nd anniversary of 9/11. Perfect spot for those two teams to play. But then the NFL decides not to go in that direction. Okay, you hear early on Thursday that, you know, they're going to open against the Cowboys on Sunday night. Actually, Brandon Tierney from WFN mentioned it on Wednesday that was going to be the Giants opener. So you heard Mike North, who's the VP of broadcast planning for the NFL. He went on One Bills Live, basically the Bills website podcast, and he explained that they had thought, hey, you know, that's a good spot. Let's 9/11 Jets Giants makes a lot of sense. But the way it is, the Giants preseason concludes, and the Jets preseason concludes, with a matchup against each other. All right. So they didn't really want them to play their preseason game and then roll it back again a few weeks later in the regular season opener, which is why generally teams don't play in the preseason against teams that they're going to play in the regular season. Perhaps why, for the first time in forever, you don't see the New England Patriots on the Giants' preseason schedule. Of course, it could be because of the whole Brian situation and who the Giants were going to hire and Bill Belichick and the text and Flores, Dable. We all know how that went down. The answer is not well. But for now, at least since we don't know, let's just chalk it up to the Giants play the Patriots this year. So maybe they just, the two teams didn't want to play in the preseason because they're playing in the regular season. Instead, the Giants have the Lions, who are not on their schedule, and they're going to join practice with them. And then the Panthers in the second preseason game, who are also not on the schedule. So the only team on their preseason schedule that play in the regular season is the Jets. So to see them two times that closely together, the NFL obviously wanted to stay away from it. Now, you look at the Giants' schedule, you're like, how are they on the road so much early? And you're like, okay, there's two sides of that. One is that, yes, it's a difficult starting stretch. But on the backside, then you're looking at, okay, when the season's on the line late in the season, if you hold it together, you're now at home. For what? 1, 2, 3, 4 of your last six. So 4 of your last six games at home gives you an opportunity to really do some damage. And you're talking about a Monday nighter against Green Bay, a Green Bay team that's starting Jordan Love. That's not going to be as good. New England, Mac Jones, we don't know where that's going to be. And the Rams. So 3 very winnable home games down the stretch for the Giants. Now, yes, what is it? 6 of their first 10 are on the road. 7 of their first 11 are on the road. Part of that is also because, if you think about it, it's a 17-game schedule now. So every other year, you're going to have either 9 home games or 9 away games. So last year, the Giants obviously had 9 home games. Now they're back to the 9 away games this year because it's an alternating thing. And with 9 away games, you got to fit them in. And they're early in the season. Now you're looking at, okay, it just seems that the schedule is tilted towards road games, which in a way it is, but early, and then towards the end, it flips the other way. So this is sort of the new age NFL of how the schedules, some schedules are going to look because you're playing 9 road games instead of 8. And that's kind of the situation the Giants are in. And between Philadelphia on Christmas, at Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, and at San Francisco on Thursday Night Football. I mean, those are like, probably you could make the argument San Francisco, Buffalo, Philadelphia, the 3 best teams in the NFL, the 3 best rosters. So they got to play the three of the best rosters. Got to include the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. But you're talking about 3 of the best teams, at least talent-wise, in the NFL, on the road, in primetime or standalone-type games. You could pretty much chalk those 3 up to L's. Like, it's probably unlikely that they will lose, that they would win any of those 3 games. And that's not a knock on the Giants. I think most teams will lose to those 3 teams, Buffalo, San Francisco, and the Eagles. If you're going on the road and having to play in a primetime game on the road in their homes. So this Giants schedule, very tough. Like last year, they didn't get the luxury. I mean, they had the luxury, I should say. They didn't have to play those caliber teams that they now have to face this year. The San Franciscos, the Buffaloes, Philadelphia twice. Dallas twice was in the division, but last year the Giants played the AFC South, right? AFC South stunk. Complete butt sauce, that division. You're talking about the Titans, the Texans, the Colts, and the Jaguars, who finished strongly and actually weren't bad, but at the time the Giants played them, they got them at the right time. So they swept that division. Now you're subbing that out. Who do they have? The AFC East. which we can make the argument is the best division in football. Miami, Buffalo, Jets, New England. New England is the worst team. They're not a bad team. Their defense is really good. And then you got the NFC West, right? Arizona, not good. Seattle, good. San Francisco, good. The Rams on the decline, but last year they played the Central. The North, the NFC North, which was not very good. Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, which we all knew was fugazi. So much, much more difficult schedule for the Giants. You could have jumbled these names, put them anyway. The way it came out with who was on the schedule, it was going to be a tough schedule. The Giants were going to have a tough schedule. Now, the one thing they do have is three of their five primetime games, officially not including the Eagle game on Christmas, are at least at home. So Dallas, Seattle, Green Bay, those are opportunities for the Giants to get wins, and Dallas and Seattle specifically against pretty good teams, because I think you do get a little bit bigger advantage playing at home in a primetime game. You know, crowd is going crazy. It's nighttime. I do think that generally bodes well for the home team. So that's where the Giants are with that. Some revenge games. I guess you got Darren Waller going back playing against the Raiders. Clearly, something went wrong there. Raiders signed. The new regime of the Raiders signed Waller, traded him 6 months later. Signed him to an extension, traded him 6 months later. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, and really the whole Buffalo contingent that came over, half the coaching staff, a whole bunch of players, the Isaiah Hodgins, Nick McCloud. I mean, there was a ton of guys that came over from Buffalo in that previous regime. Now they get to go back and play their former team. So that'll be an interesting one too. And then the Jets game, always a good little rivalry. Jets, Giants. I mean, add that. So just a good year. And some really good trips if you're making road trips. If you're looking to book road trips, okay? What a year. Arizona, San Francisco. Granted, in September, I would have much rather that than in December. Miami, Buffalo, which is, especially when it's in October 15th, early in the season, going to Buffalo, a fun trip to make. Great football atmosphere. Sunday night football in Buffalo. Giants, Bills, they might get smacked around, but still, fun atmosphere. Vegas, Dallas, of course, always Dallas. Always play Dallas, Philadelphia, and Washington. At New Orleans in December. New Orleans, always a good party in New Orleans. Come on, party city. So if you're going to go check out the Giants on the road, my recommendation is do it this year. On to the next one.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we're going to close out this episode with a little quick Jordan on the beat. This is where I tell you what it's like to cover the Giants, work for ESPN, or cover the NFL in general. And I'm going to give you a little insight into how the schedule release day works for reporters. Okay, forget the whole part of the stuff being leaked throughout the day. And, you know, there's a TV show and everything gets eventually put put out at 8 o'clock on the dot. Everyone's throwing this, the full schedules out there. And at that time, everybody starts booking rooms all over the place, hotels, trips. And as a reporter, no different, right? I'm going to finish taping this podcast and I'm going to go book some hotels at places throughout the country. Hotels is easy, right? Because you could always cancel them. Planes, I don't like to do right away. I know some people book their flights right away. But I like to see kind of like, I want to kind of know what my schedule is going to be like around that time. Like what might be going on with my family? Like maybe if you're leaving for a Sunday game on Saturday, you see if my daughter has an early soccer game on Saturday, maybe I could stay and fly out after that game. So if you book 6 months in advance, you're going to have no idea. Like I have no idea what I'm doing tomorrow. Nevertheless, in 6 months, I am the kind of guy who cannot look ahead. I'm not a huge planner. But hotels, you can make the hotel. You pick a hotel in all these road destinations right now. You pick a hotel, you book it, and you can always cancel a hotel. You have up until like, what, a week most of the time beforehand. Or 2 days before, I'm sorry, but I don't even know why I said a week. 2 days beforehand, sometimes a week. But anyway, right now I'm going to go book hotels in Arizona, San Francisco, Miami, Buffalo, Vegas, all these places that the Giants are going to play. Now, there's two interesting parts of the trip when you're looking at it from a reporter perspective. And one is just specific to me. And I've been to 31 stadiums. Nah, I shouldn't say that because there's some teams that share stadiums. There's at least two. I've been to every stadium in the NFL. I think it's 29, actually. Okay. I've been to 28 stadiums. Just say there's 29. The only one I haven't been to is Vegas. So I know, November 5th, that's a trip I have circled on my calendar. I will have made the trek and visited every stadium in the NFL. And that's like a big moment for me to say, wow, you know, you've been some places, boy. If you could say I've been to every stadium in the NFL. So I look forward to that. And then there's the interesting West Coast portion of the trip. Giants play Arizona, week two, follow that with the San Francisco, you know, Thursday night. So the likelihood is they're playing on Sunday in Arizona. You're leaving on Saturday. Okay. You're leaving on Saturday. It's not worth flying home on Monday morning. You have to fly back out on Wednesday. So likelihood is we're going to end up staying probably in Arizona. Giants will probably prepare in Arizona and then fly over to San Francisco, Santa Clara on Wednesday. So I'll probably be in Arizona. You're talking Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe area. A couple years ago, we went to Tucson, Arizona. That's where Joe Judge stayed between the Dolphins and the Rams game. And they were there for a week. And it was a good trip. Fun trip. Get to spend time in Tucson, University of Arizona. This time, talking Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe area. Great place. If you have never been there, one of my favorite places. Now, I'd prefer not be September. I prefer it be December. But you're talking about staying in Arizona from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then flying out on Wednesday. So that's, you're flying out, that's like almost 5 days in Arizona. And then you go to San Francisco, Santa Clara. I don't know. I'd even start looking yet. And let's say you were there on Wednesday, Thursday. They play on Thursday night. You fly home Friday. So you're talking Saturday to Friday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A full 7 days on the road. So that will be an interesting week. The wife won't be very happy with that. Most wives will not be happy with the fact that the Giants are playing on Christmas afternoon. So that will not be fun for people. But look, this is our job. There's worse things. You have to work on a holiday. It's the thing the NFL, sports writing in general. If you want to do it, prepare to work on holidays and weekends. Definitely put that. If it's that important to you to be home on holidays and weekends, sports writing is probably not the job for you. But if you do want to cover sports for a living, you know, small price to pay. It is small price to pay. All right, we're going to wrap up this episode on that. As always, like, subscribe, tell your friend. Let me know what you think of my prediction. 8-9 for the Giants. I think that's fair. That's actually the under, barely. But I think it's fair. Better team than last year, but less wins. I actually wanted to pick somehow them to go 7-9-1. So they had that tie because you said, well, why would you pick a tie then? Nobody ever ties. Well, no, the Giants did tie last year. I should have picked one of the Washington games as a tie. But no, 8-9, sticking with that during the schedule release portion. We're still in the spring. We're still in the offseason workout program. We didn't even get to OTAs. Forget mini camp, training camp, regular season opener. We're not even close to there yet. It's the spring. It's fun. But if you want to yell at me, go ahead. You know where to find me. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can email me if you'd like. I'm your host, Jordan Ronan. You listen to Breaking Big Blue. See you next time.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.